At McDonald's Community Day, Flag City USA celebrating, of course, Flag Day, 50 years. Declared Flag City USA 30 or 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. Right. Lori Poland is here.
Good morning.
From our friends over there, Hope House. And how you doing?
Good. Good morning, Rex. It's morning. A beautiful morning.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys had perfect weather. Thanks for that.
Yeah. We were afraid of thunderstorms earlier. So we've been talking about hangouts in Findlay. You were from North Baltimore.
Yeah, I grew up in North Baltimore. So our hangout was really driving to Findlay to cruise the circuit. But I lived 3 miles out in the country when I grew up, and my mom would not let me ride in cars, so we never got to do that she knew about.
She didn't like cars.
She did not like us riding in cars with boys. She did not like. And I'm not sure she trusted my friends that much to drive us places.
Well, she may have good reason, because we had a question earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. How did you meet your mate? Mm-hmm. And two people said at the circuit, cruising the circuit.
Oh, really?
And they got married.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a pizza shop downtown in North Baltimore, and a lot of kids, we would hang out at the pizza shop. Yeah.
Well, that's
very
all right.
Fancy.
Yeah, I understand. Very good. Hope House. Let's start out there and tell us about a little bit about Hope House.
So Hope House, what most people know us for is our transitional shelter. It houses up to 9 women and their children. They are women who are homeless in our community, and they can live there for up to 9 months. While they're there, they get case management so that they can help learn some skills that maybe they could either don't have or could improve on. We also have rental assistance programs for individuals and families who are homeless in our community. So we have been very busy, and our focus, of course, is on our community. But all of our programs require you to meet with a case manager so that they can help kind of guide you along the way. We feel like that is our kind of secret sauce, is that guidance for our clients. It's easy to hand somebody a check and say, go on your way. It's a lot harder to say, let's sit down and set some goals and figure out, how did you get here? Mm-hmm. What are you going to do while you're in our programs? And then how are you going to keep from being homeless again?
Yeah, working with those folks makes a big difference, and I would guess on their journey.
Right. People ask me, how do people become homeless? There are 100 different scenarios. We hear a new one every day. A lot of times it's somebody that may have lost a job or illness, or the ladies at the shelter sometimes may be going through a divorce, and now my income has been cut in half, or maybe I was a stay-at-home mom, and now I don't have any skills because I've always stayed home with my children. So there's a lot of reasons why people become homeless, but it can be very humbling to see how quickly someone can go from being successful to needing some help.
Yeah. Hope House, Lori Poland here, and always needs money is a need to keep going. Mm-hmm. And you've got a golf outing coming up here pretty quick, July 12th.
We do. July 12th, we'll be out at Hillcrest. This is hosted by the Northwest Ohio BNI Clubs. They do all the organizing of that. It's $65 a person. There are mulligans and 50-50. You get hot dogs on the course, and then Heavenly Pizza is kind enough to donate the meal after golf. You can sign up. There's a QR code actually at the top of our Facebook page. So, we'd love to have you come out and join us. Hopefully it'll be a day like today, but it is always a nice, fun day to kind of be out of the office.
True.
And it's for charity. So who doesn't love being out of the office on a beautiful Friday for helping the community? Mm-hmm. So we really are thankful that they've done this several years in a row. And we are really humbled that they choose Hope House year after year.
So July is also, you have an independence campaign going on, right?
We do. Our annual independence campaign in July. We mail out newsletters. They'll feature some thoughts from our case managers who work at our housing office at the Family Center. We'll also have a couple of success stories in there. It's always nice to, when I can share people that have been successful in our programs and are moving on to that next step of independence. So the auction, which we have in the first quarter, really focuses on the transitional shelter. Independence campaign focuses more on those rental assistance programs that are managed out of our housing office. So if you don't get one in the mail and you want one, all you have to do is call me at the housing office. I will be happy to put one in the mail to you. But it is a nice way to showcase not only the folks that work for us, but those people we serve. And there's also a little bit of an explanation in there about our programs. Sometimes it can be confusing about our programs, but it also gives you an explanation of those housing programs.
Very good. Lori Poland, Hope House. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Always a good day.
Yeah, thank you. Coming up, we'll talk KBIB. She's filling in for some people.
Hey, I know her. I think you know her, too.
Children's Mentoring Connection. Coming up here, your country now, 100.5 WKXA.